Welcome to the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast, intended to equip and encourage business owners and aspiring entrepreneurs. Taught by active business owner, best-selling author, and teacher, Sean Castrina.
All right, Sean Castrina with the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast. This is my CEO lesson where I'm mentoring my CEOs, and typically what I do is I share something that I've gone through recently. I've done this before where I did the CEO on a Friday and then I do mentoring on Saturday, and they're really the same basic lesson. So on Fridays, you're getting both of them, all right? So I'm mentoring CEOs or soon-to-be CEOs. So I want to just kind of give you what I'm trying to do. I want to give you the most value in the shortest amount of time. I'm a master of efficiency, and I think I can do this better on giving you this Friday CEO mentoring lessons. All right, this week it's my easy 80, and I want to explain it to you because I went to look at a job, and I look at very high-end things, and I go to meet with this client, and he whips out a blueprint and all these things. My head explodes, and I'm literally, you know, on this, I'm on like a side of a mountain. It was going to require so many. One of the companies I own is within construction. We have 8 construction companies within one, and then I own a digital marketing company and a few other things, but I was looking at this because it was, I know going into it, you know, it could be a little bit complicated, but the person kind of took, you know, showed it to me. And within 2 minutes, I looked at him and I said, listen, can I explain to you how I've made millions and millions of dollars? For all you that offends you, I don't mind saying it because I don't ever try to lower myself to a client. I drive a Mercedes when I go to client's house in construction. I don't drive a pickup truck. I always tell my clients, when you sue me, you get something. And they laugh and then they hire us. All right, I told him, I said, listen, I'm going to pass on this. This is how I've made millions of dollars. I strive to get the easy 80 and run the hell away from the crazy 20. And he kind of looked at me. I said, your job is the crazy 20. I said, we're working on the side of a mountain, impossible to get materials here, 45-minute drive from our office. And I just went through like 5 things that there's nothing about it that I liked. He's like, but we can pay you this. No, you're not listening to me. I want the easy 80. I said, we can make money every day, all day. We have a huge brand. We run Super Bowl ads. Our phone rings off the hook. This is why I'm such a fanatic about attracting customers. I said, we're going to get on your job and we are going to get trapped. I remember one time doing a job. I was far from our office. That's why we don't do anything more than 25 miles because we work for $29 a day for 6 months. Okay. $29 a day for 6 months. And I'm going to share that in some principles here in a second. But my point is now when I meet with people or people reach out to us and they want to work at our company, I'm always asking, is this the easy 80 or the crazy 20? Easy 80 is it's an easy customer to deal with. The expectation is easy. That's an easy 80. Okay? It's an easy 80. So let me go down all the things that, you know, that will violate my easy 80 rule. Number one is that it's just difficult. Like the job I just told you about, it was very difficult. I mean, it had a tremendous degree of difficulty. You know, if it's a high dive, this was a triple axel, you know, spin around 5 flips and come in, you know, in a pike position. Difficulty. Why am I going to fight over the most difficult 20% of jobs if, in fact, we generate enough clients to get the easy 80 that still pay us the same amount per day? I get the same amount per day regardless. So degree of difficulty, you need to look at that. The problem is when you start a company, you try to service everybody. And I'm telling you, huge, huge, huge mistake. You will lose money on jobs. You'll piss customers off because you don't know what you're doing. And I'm going to go into that in just a second. So degree of difficulty is important. Number two is the client. We've all met a client who we knew very quickly in was probably going to drive us insane. I've shared with you the client that's my Achilles heel. You know, I have a certain client I'm not going to go into, but there is a certain personality type. But I'm sure if I go into it, somebody will get pissed off. But you need to know your kryptonite. Let me leave it there. There is a client personality type that you know you don't work with well. I have a certain one that I know doesn't work well with me. Okay? That is my crazy 20. So there's not a, I've told clients, I've met them, and I literally told them, you don't have a checkbook big enough. Your checkbook's not big enough. Because I tell him, I go, I don't think we would work well together. I go, I'm the general, and you want to be the general. So you can kind of read between the lines. Like, I can already tell they're going to try to run this job. That ain't going to happen. Okay, there's only one patent on that job site. It's going to be myself and or one of my partners. All right, so you have a difficult client. Next, and I talked about this, it's logistically challenging. You have to look at the logistics. Can you get there back and forth, okay? Is it worth that aggravation? Is it logistically challenged? Can you get the material? Can you get your product? It's logistically challenging. Somebody wants you to do something and you have to do a high hurdle logistically. Your guys, are going outside of an area that they normally do. It's further away. This, we were going up a mountain. It would have been a nightmare trying to work. It was just, the drive there alone made my head explode. I can't even imagine my guys trying to take trucks and trailers, dump trailers and all that up there. It was logistically challenging. Again, I shared with you the job where we made $29 per day. And I went back and looked at the job and I realized it was more than 25 minutes from our office. Thus, we trying to get material and all that, we were losing an hour and a half every single day. Didn't make any money. All right. Next, it's outside your strike zone. You better learn what your strike zone is. If you're new, I'm going to tell you what your strike zone is. It's what you understand the best. It's what you would bet your life on. Hey, listen, as a startup, I realize you got to fake it a little bit till you make it, but you can't be an idiot. Now, I faked it a little bit, but I hired a consultant to help me with that job and gave them a piece of the profit. Knows I always had a parachute. So, it was a little outside my strike zone. I was definitely out in front of my skis a little bit, but not ignorantly. I brought on a consultant to help me with that job. Okay, so you need to be careful that you just can't, if you go outside your strike zone too many times, you're going to get burnt. You're going to highly, fail on a job. You're going to either lose money or you're going to get sued. Failure to deliver and all the other things that can go wrong down there. All right. I don't want to do a job or be involved in a project that I don't understand well. And this is what I tell them. If you can't explain it to me in such a way that a 12-year-old and not the brightest 12-year-old can understand this, then I won't understand it. And I'm being funny because I'm going to be frank. There's two things I don't struggle with, memory and being intelligent. I like to feel like I'm a fairly bright guy. But I've had clients explain it to me in such a way that I don't get it. I wish I did, but they're showing it, they're explaining it. I'm like, I'm not grasping it as clear as I want to. And I'm like, if I'm not grasping it, my team's not going to grasp it. Okay? Your team has to understand the scope of the work being asked. And if you don't understand it well, don't take it. That is the crazy 20. Next. You can't control the whole board that you're playing on. Let me explain that to you. I've been on situations where I was working with other contractors, vendors, designers, and this could be any project you're working on. This doesn't just not in service. This is, you're collaborating on a product. If I can't control the whole board, I don't want to be involved because I don't want to be dependent on all these other people. And if they fail to produce, then everything gets delayed. I'm waiting for this person and this person. These are situations that I've learned over the years. Remember, I'm mentoring my CEOs in this lesson. As I said to you, I get constant requests to mentor. And I've realized, let me share with you firsthand what I experience. And I'm going to give this to you every Friday, and it's going to be our CEO mentoring lesson. Or it's going to be my soon-to-be CEO, however you want to look at it. But we've kind of taken our Saturday and Friday, and we've merged it into one lesson, and I'm excited about it. Today, we're talking about the Easy 80. Listen, I teach you stuff that's for real, okay? Because I actively own 7- and 8-figure businesses, okay? So you need to when I'm teaching you something, it's because I've screwed it up. This Easy 80, Crazy 20, I camped out in the Crazy 20 and lost money or drove myself crazy or had a client that was highly unhappy with me. I was in the middle of a project that I couldn't deliver on, or I owned a business that I didn't understand and I was dependent on other people so much and I didn't like that. I was utterly helpless. So I don't get involved in companies, projects, clients that are in the very difficult 20%. And what classifies that? Well, just degree of difficulty. Client's going to be difficult. Maybe, you know, if I'm doing a deal, the partner I'm going to be dealing with would be difficult. I've walked away from potentials to make money just because I didn't feel comfortable with the people I was going to be dealing with. There was logistically challenged. I had somebody reach out to me about 6 weeks ago to oversee a massive project in Florida and offer me really a king's ransom. It was logistically challenged. I live in Virginia. How am I going to oversee something in Florida? And it was crazy money. But I know it's not good for me. It's not me. Logistically challenged. Next is it outside your strike zone? Again, owning companies, we get opportunities to do a lot of things, but probably two per week, we get opportunities that are outside our strike zone. We're getting offered great money. They want us to do it, but it's outside our strike zone. I don't think we could do it well. Next, I don't understand it well enough. And I talked about this. I don't invest in things I don't understand. I don't get involved in businesses I don't understand. Okay? And I don't sign on for clients and or projects that I don't understand. And I told you, I want an average person, average intelligence. Can he understand it? That's I'm assuming that's what I want. I don't want, you know, I'm looking this thing over and I'm understanding the scope and I have to keep going back through and I have to ask all these questions and whatever. And you may say, well, Sean, well, why don't you, you know, push yourself further? Listen to me. If I'm not understanding it, I can let you know a secret. My staff is not going to be understanding it at a degree better than me. So I'm a good litmus test for my team, and I have a wonderful team. But again, I need to understand it, period. Next is, I can't control the board. There's too many people playing on the field that I have no control over. I don't like that because there's too many delays that can happen. I'm not going to get paid on something. We're going to fail to deliver on something. Somebody's going to get in my way of getting what we need to get done. I want to control the board. And I've told clients that if you let me be the general, we're good. And a lot of times I'll say, okay, Sean, we'll let this person work under you, whatever. A lot of my clients will do that. I told them we can't have three generals. It's never works well. Hey, I am mentoring you on things that I've learned the hard way. And I'm just telling you, you don't want all the business. You want the easy 80. Let other people fight over the crazy 20 or do the complete opposite of what I'm telling you. You are the guru of the crazy 20. Charge a fortune and serve the crazy 20. I'm not good at that. See, I used to be so cocky that I thought I could get any job done. I could make any client happy. I learned I can't. I realized that there's 20% of people I can't make happy. There's 20% of jobs I can't do well. And I've learned it through all these things I've told you. There was jobs that were just too difficult for the talent I had. Or I had a client that just was not a good fit for me. Or again, logistics made it difficult. Or it was just outside our strike zone. You know, we have a strike zone. This is it. I didn't understand it well. Or I had to work with other people and I couldn't control the board. Whatever it is, you need to figure out what works for you. My advice is generate enough clients. Remember that conveyor belt I always talk about? Where you can service the easy 80. That's what I shoot for. So if I lose a client, I got 10 waiting for me. You know why I run Super Bowl ads? So I can fire 25 clients a year. That's the truth. Run a Super Bowl ad, I can fire 25 clients a year. This is Sean Castorina. This is my CEO lesson where I try to mentor aspiring entrepreneurs and current CEOs and founders and leaders, maybe managers that are listening to this. Again, thank you so much for listening to the podcast. It's brought to you by GetStartedMarketing.com. Incredible at bringing more leads into your company, getting more eyeballs on your sites, on your products. They're just amazing. Work with my company. Reach out to them. GetStartedMarketing.com.